Excellency, President, I welcome you on behalf of Gerhard Stahl, the Secretary General of the Committee of the Region, who asked me to speak to you. He was unable to come today, but I took with pleasure this opportunity to address you. Welcome you here in the House of the Committee of the Region and of the European Social, Economic and Social Committee. And when you look at the topic, this would very much be linked to our colleagues from the ECOSOC. But I'm very happy that we also been involved in this matter, because the development of the family, the intergenerational development is also a matter of many local and regional authorities in Europe. I'm also very happy to have the link to the United Nations, because we see as a committee of regions also our task in building the link, the institutional link, to partners outside the European Union. We do this, for example, also in the field of environment. We will participate in the Rio Summit in some weeks to come, to the 20th anniversary of the Rio Summit. This is not our daily work, but of course we see this as an important link to the debate which is happening all over the world, particularly because sometimes Europe tends to look only at itself and sees itself as the main challenge. But sometimes it is useful also to look a bit outside Europe to see what other challenges are around, and sometimes then problems seem a bit less dramatic as they really are here in Europe. Nevertheless, of course, the economic crisis has a big impact here in the European Union, especially also on families and in the field of poverty alleviation and social policy. And this will not stop right now, it will even deepen. But we also can see, when you see how different member states are coping with the crisis, that in many of them, families play a key role to be the foundation to keep the society together, particularly in countries like Spain, where youth unemployment right now has, for example, just hit 50% in some of the regions, which is dramatic for any kind of country. The Committee of the Region is the representation of the local regional authorities in the European Union. It was created in 1992. It is operational since 1994, and we see ourselves as a representation of local and regional authorities towards the institution, also in order to bring the experiences of the grounds into the EU decision and making here at European level. And of course, this is even more important because the economic crisis, the fiscal crisis, has the tendency to centralize all decision-making and not taking into account the realities on the ground. So we see ourselves as a Committee of the Regions, particularly as the ones defending local autonomy, defending the involvement of local and regional authorities in decision-making at European level at this specific time. We do this acting like a plenary. We have 6 plenary sessions every year. We adopt a number of opinions, between 50 and 60 opinions, which are being produced, developed in specific commissions. And we have one commission on economic and social affairs, the ECOS Commission, which also tackles matters which are linked to the topic today. We have, for example, in the recent years, tackled specifically issues like social housing or child cares in specific opinions of the European, of the Committee of the Regions, like on the European agenda for social housing, in which we demanded that, let's say, the situation on the ground, which hits particularly also families, has to be linked to proper housing conditions at local and regional level. A second key area where we have been active is in the field of childcare, because this is also directly affected to many local and regional authorities providing childcare facilities on the ground. The Committee of the Region is also strongly committed to the European Year for Active Aging, and we have carried out in February last year, this year, a big Committee of the Region forum on active aging and solidarity between the generations, And which shows that we have a key interest in, let's say, this debate, linking also local and regional authorities to this, this discussion, not only in Europe, but at the, on the worldwide level. Therefore, I welcome you very much here in this house. I hope that the working conditions are suiting you, that you can use it as a productive venue for new ideas, new inspiration. I wish you all the best. Unfortunately, I cannot stay very long because we have a very busy agenda today, but that shouldn't stop you to be active and encourage. And this, in this sense, I wish you all the best. And I would like to thank you that you come to us, that you stay with us for the time being, and that the meeting will have the outcome you wish to. Thank you very much.